This is WKOK Sunrise on your station for the best news, talk, and sports. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Setter at his dutiful spot on the other side of the glass. Always appreciated. So he is over there. He'll make sure the podcasts are up and running. Just go to WKOK.com. And it's right in plain sight. Kevin put it right in plain sight now. It says podcast. So can't imagine it be even easier. Even I can find them now. So all of the podcasts, for example, our amateur radio interview is there from earlier, and the interview we are about to conduct will be there shortly. Christine Orlando is back. She's now Director of Philanthropy at the Community Giving Foundation, based out of Berwick, but serving, five or six counties around here, right? So, welcome aboard. Thanks for coming in, Christine.
Good morning. Thank you.
I really do appreciate it. I have just super enjoyed talking to you over the years. I think you guys go to work at foundations the same reason I work here, because it beats working. Otherwise, you have to get a job.
That's right. It is a lot of fun.
Yeah, Eric, is not working at a foundation the funnest thing ever?
It's definitely up there.
Okay, I just think you're in charge of helping generous people give to others. I mean, what could be more fun than that? So, Eric Pangalinan is here. He's the program officer with the Community Giving Foundation, and they're siblings. I might as well say it. I'm not sure why it's germane, but I just can't stop myself. So, csgiving.org, you've heard it 1,000 times around here. We've talked about youth and philanthropy, where I just know you are planting seeds of generosity in the youth that will pay off in later years, and if nothing else, just the quality of life of individuals who know how to share. So we know that medically is higher, so we're going to talk about that. But you're going to talk primarily about women. So first, the definition, Community Giving Foundation, better redo that, Christine, just in case folks want to be reminded.
Absolutely. The idea of community giving can sound so abstract when you think of those two words together. And what we mean when we talk about this is we're referring to individuals who get to a place in their life where they think about, how can I help my community or give back to the community in a more permanent way? And you might think about things that you value that make up a community, local parks and clubs that you belong to. And so the Community Giving Foundation exists to help people give back to those organizations and causes that they care about. We help connect people with things that they're passionate about, and we provide all of that support to make it professional.
Yeah, fantastic. I think that's what it is. I mean, you might think of the foundations around here. One of your affiliates is the Sunbury Foundation, but there's one in Danville and Bloomsburg and Berwick.
That's right. We cover 5.5 counties, Lower Luzerne, Columbia, Montour, Northumberland, Union, and Snyder. Within our umbrella, we have 5 regional affiliates that provide local oversight and local advisory boards to make sure that the money that is given is overseen by local people who really are in tune with what the most pressing needs are. And yes, one of our affiliates is Community Giving Foundation Sunbury. We have Community Giving Foundation Sealands Grove, Danville, Bloomsburg, and Berwick.
Well, and I think that's so noteworthy, because I think some of these foundations started out with individuals who just felt super generous. They may not have had, $1 million. They, significantly less, used to be significantly more in the past. And of course, it's still a noteworthy donation either way. And Eric, one of your jobs is to talk to people to make sure that if they're feeling generous. I talked to one attorney who said one time that his client just wanted to reach from the grave and help people. Probably a more articulate way to put it, but honestly, you help folks do that now.
I work with the nonprofits and the grantees mainly, and I just want to say, if you're out there and you're wondering, what does that really mean when I say that? We help nonprofit organizations to be successful in their operating programs and their staff to be successful. Because of the work they do, they're truly like the backbone of the community. Rarely will you see people that do such generous work as you do in the local nonprofits, especially. If you're thinking about the nonprofit organizations that receive grants from us, I would encourage you to think about your community, the one that you live in. And perhaps you participated in sports growing up, or you went to your local YMCA, or maybe you just like to go for walks at your local parks or check out local art. Or maybe you've had to get support from a food pantry or a clothing giveaway. The things that make that happen, the people that make those things possible, are all those nonprofit employees in your community.
Well, and I remember during the pandemic, we talked to you about an emergency fund that existed, and a lot of nonprofits signed up for that so that they could sort of bridge the gap. Maybe they didn't have revenue or donations, or just had strikingly more need that was associated with that. All right, so that sort of lays a foundation, if you will, for what Community Giving Foundation is and does, the Women's Giving Circle. Tell us about that.
Yes, the Women's Giving Circle. We're really excited to share some information about that today. And a giving circle is a form of collective giving that allows groups of people, philanthropic individuals, to come together, each donating their own money, but to a pooled fund. And then together they can decide where those grant investments are made. And one of our giving circles, the Women's Giving Circle, has a mission, which is to empower, connect, and inspire women and girls by supporting initiatives and resources that better their lives. And so this is a really great way to participate in philanthropy if you're thinking, how can I get involved? There's different levels of membership. The smallest is $100. You join and become a member, and you can participate with many other people across the region, a diverse group of individuals, all different professions and levels of giving, where you can feel like you're making a difference. And all of the funding that is raised, those grants are directed for programs that do exactly what that mission said. They inspire women and girls by supporting their initiatives and resources.
Well, this is just another way to capture generosity, honestly. I think everybody has a generous streak in them. You just have to find some way to channel it, right? Is that pretty close?
Absolutely. And one thing I want to highlight is very important, that the causes that are supported by grants are for women and girls. But those who give to this cause do not just have to be women or girls. This is open to all types of people. Anybody who has an interest in supporting this cause, you're welcome to join in.
And you can answer this. Why raise up women in this way, women and girls?
Well, there are so many different causes that people are passionate about, and this is just one of the initiatives that we have. We have over 330 funds, each with their own definition and purpose and defined area to support. Today, we wanted to talk about Women's Giving Circle because they have an exciting grant round that's coming up, and so Eric can talk more about that.
All right,
yeah,
please.
What makes this grant round really exciting and unique is that it's super interactive. So in order to be a nonprofit that can apply to this grant round, you have to be nominated by a member of the Women's Giving Circle. So if you're a member, you can nominate anywhere from 1 to 50 nonprofits in your area that you think serve that mission that Christine stated earlier. Once you nominate them, we have a grant round where I invite them all to apply. And then we have a subcommittee of the Women's Giving Circle that takes those applications and they narrow it down to 4. And those top 4 nonprofits get to do where it gets really exciting. They come to our annual event and they do a live presentation where the entire membership of the Women's Giving Circle is invited to vote and select the top 2 of that. Each of those top 2 will receive $10,000. I tell people it's almost like a mix of Shark Tank and American Idol. Like, you get to come there and you'll see these people put on a great talk about their program and show the great work they're doing, and then you get to vote. So it's super interactive, and you get to really feel engaged as a member because you are engaged.
Well, and you're giving, you're putting some big smiles on people's faces too, and nonprofits' faces.
Absolutely.
And I think that's just super noteworthy. Yeah, what is that atmosphere there? When you're there, whether it's the youth or you're helping the nonprofits, what is that when you see that somebody picked you to donate?
Well, it's really, there's an electricity in the air in both of these things, because it's full of individuals that, you know, maybe aren't just your big money donors. There are certainly those there as well. But it's people that are finding a way to give back using their other talents when maybe they're not incredibly financially well off yet at that stage in their life. You know, as a 20-year-old, you can certainly probably find $100 one way or another if you're doing well to come and participate in this. You know, it's a way to engage in philanthropy at an earlier stage in your life.
Yeah, who was it? Charlie Degenstein said, giving is fun. Boy, did he know it.
Yeah.
he captured it perfectly. Yeah, it's almost inspiring to be sharing in that manner. So the Women's Giving Circle, how do I get involved, get signed up? What's the way to go, Christine?
Yes, our annual event for the Women's Giving Circle, July 25th. It's happening at the Links at Hemlock Creek in Bloomsburg. You can register for that event through our website. You can also find all of the details on all of our events and how to become a member of the Women's Giving Circle. That's all on our website at csgiving.org. There are different membership levels, like I said, and information on how to register for that event will be coming up in the next few days.
All right, so go to csgiving.org/women's-giving-circle/ or just it's in plain sight on the website these days. So yeah, sign up for that. I just think it's really important. All right, well, let's do a clearinghouse. We have a couple seconds or a couple minutes left. We're going to do a clearinghouse of everything we need to know. I guess I should say that somehow I missed under the radar Kara C. Schultz, now the president and CEO. She's been on this show a couple times in person and telephonically during the pandemic. So, yeah, you guys raised her from a pup, and now look where she is. So she's a top dog, so good for her.
Absolutely. We're very excited.
Yeah, good for her. And she hired you, too, if I'm not mistaken.
That's right. I started as an intern working for Kara way back in the day.
And she hired you?
My first job was working under her as well.
Awesome. All right. Well, great. So it's like a family. So that's just wonderful. And so back to where to get all the information, websites, phone numbers, and everything. We'll start out with Eric.
Yeah. So definitely, if you're a nonprofit out there looking to see what grants we have available, go to csgiving.org/grants. You can also just go to csgiving.org. You can certainly find that information there. My phone number is available on the website, so please go on there. It's on the bottom of that grants page. Again, csgiving.org/grants. And please, if you're out there, connect with us on social media at csgiving.
All right, fantastic. Well, Brother Eric nailed it. Christine, anything to add to our conversation, please?
Yeah, I just want to add, if you have ever thought about giving back to the community in a more permanent or future way, let us know. We would love to have a conversation with you.
All right, fantastic. CSGiving.org. Christine Orlando is Director of Philanthropy at the Community Giving Foundation. Is based out of Berwick, but really super serves the whole 5 or 6 county region around here. Eric Pangalinan is Program Officer with CGF, and he's talking about their annual meeting of the Women's Giving Circle, July 25th, and they would just love to see you sign up, help, contribute, talk about, share, motivate, or tell someone else. How about that? Mm-hmm. To go to that. You didn't even have to come this way. I could have done that to myself. So fantastic. Thank you both so much for coming in.
Thank you.